We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Owning Juices for Life is not easy, and I always tell people one of the main things that makes running a brick-and-mortar business so difficult is finding the right employees. Well, thank goodness for ZipRecruiter. They make it so much easier. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. For example, we need people with a food handler's license. ZipRecruiter will analyze each one of the applications that comes in and spotlight the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/breakfast. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BREAKFAST. ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
USA. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yesterday is Wednesday, middle of the week.
Yes.
And now, Charlotte, yes. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What?
I was going to say, I did something yesterday that you would have loved. I thought about you, which is kind of a weird feeling.
You pulled down your pants to fart?
No.
Because you know I don't fart in my clothes. That's
no, that wasn't it. That's not why I thought of you. Last night, I did a R&B party. It's the first time I did an R&B party where it was nothing but R&B music all night long.
Now you're talking my 40-year-old
so
language.
Now, that made you think of Charlamagne because...
He only likes R&B music and all the old R&B. I had to play all
he
the old R&B.
That's not true.
Like the Carl Thomas. Mm. And the
from
SWV.
Emotional album? Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
SWV, the Mary J. Blige.
Okay, the My Life Was the 411 album.
There you go. We were rocking in there. I was like, yo, Charlamagne would have loved this. He would have actually wanted to party.
See, you know, talking
you
want to
hear something interesting? I was at a party yesterday, and all they played was R&B at the party where I was.
Well, that's good.
Old school R&B.
That lets me know that y'all finally going to age-appropriate parties. Okay, and stop trying to be out here with these jitterbugs faking like y'all young.
I was at Wiz Khalifa's.
Oh, Lord.
Rolling Papers 2 party.
Well, how was that?
But in Wiz Khalifa's defense, he does have a very old soul. He has Bone Thugs and Harmony on Rolling Papers 2.
His party was dope. It was actually like a house party. So the vibe is you come in, it's like you're in somebody's loft space or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Uno cards, like giant size Uno cards. They had beer pong. they had a whole room filled with plants that look like marijuana plants.
Them the only parties I want to go to nowadays, though. I'm going to be honest with you. If you hit me and you say we doing something at the house, I'm pulling up, okay? At the house is where I'm cool at, all right? Say you at the house, I'll pull up on you.
Yeah, so it was like a house party, so they did a good job.
Did you smoke?
Together. Absolutely not. And they were definitely giving out. They had rolled up joints to give out to everybody.
You didn't grab none for us?
No. That's illegal right now.
You act like you never took a rolled up joint from Wiz Khalifa.
I know. Yeah.
Stop it.
We always do.
We all have.
I mean, I didn't take any last night, to be honest. We had a long day yesterday. I can't believe I stayed out all night long. So today I'm a little bit delirious.
Okay.
Before we move on from this subject, tell me what 90s R&B record really got the party turned. As the kids say.
Oh, Can We Talk? Tevin Campbell.
Can we talk? No. Can we talk for a minute?
That song, woo.
Girl, I want to know your name.
That song rang.
Drop on a clues bar for Tevin Campbell, wherever he may be at right now. Man. Okay? I have no clue.
Well, you know, are you a little jealous because me and your boo is going out later?
What?
Huh? Wait, you're trying to, what's going on with y'all two? Why would I be
Who is this boo?
What's happening?
No, I'm going to tell you something. Mr. Shane, when he said that, I thought about me. I'm like, I ain't going nowhere with you, man. You have no way to go anywhere later. What is he talking about?
I'm going to see Yee's boyfriend a little bit later. I think we're going to hit the gym and just chill a little bit. We're going to have some bro time.
I'm definitely not jealous of that. Doesn't sound very exciting.
You really got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't believe him?
No, I believe him. I'm just making sure, you know, so. Where you at?
I'm at Detroit. I told you that. You don't listen when I talk. That's your problem with me.
I have not heard you listen when I speak. Yeah, have you heard him say he was on Detroit since we opened his microphone?
Nope.
Exactly.
I just heard you say you did an R&B party.
Exactly. Now.
And DJ'd in that we would be jealous.
Now.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news.
Tell nobody where you at.
I'm in Detroit. I'm in Detroit. Damn it. Okay. I'm in Detroit. Detroit.
Yes, Donald Trump is backpedaling on what he had to say about Vladimir Putin. Find out what his reasoning is. It was a simple miswording.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Let's talk about your president, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Now, we talked about this yesterday, what he said about Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia. And basically what he was saying was there was no collusion. And originally yesterday he was saying that he does not think that Russia interfered with the elections. Here's what he had said yesterday.
My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
Now, what he says
very clear,
now
would be
is that he misspoke. He discovered this error himself because he reviewed his own transcript. Check it out.
I thought that I made myself very clear by having just reviewed the transcript. Now, I have to say, I came back and I said, what is going on? What's the big deal? I realized that there is a need for some clarification. It should have been obvious. I thought it would be obvious, but I would like to clarify just in case it wasn't. In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So sort of a double negative.
I need to know one thing. Right? Does Donald Trump know we can see him? That we can hear him? Boy. All right. Drop one of clues bombs for Donald Trump, man. Rich white privilege. That rich white male privilege is a different level of no F's given. Mm-hmm. A different level of I will take zero responsibility and accountability. In Donald Trump's mind, he not tripping. Y'all tripping. Okay.
Right. And, you know, that doesn't go with the whole context of everything else he even
exactly.
said.
Exactly. Like,
so why would that just all of a sudden starkly be in contrast to everything else that was said?
He called the Russian investigation a witch hunt. He keeps saying it was no collusion. Like, he was saying that over and over and over again on that same day.
That man is crazy.
Look, it just goes to show you a big difference between should, shouldn't, would, wouldn't.
Man, just listen. It shows you that ego is the enemy. That's all we need to learn from this situation at all times. Mm-hmm. Okay?
What else are you talking about, Yee?
Now, let's talk about these children that have been separated from their parents at the border. The U.S. government still hasn't been able to find the parents of 71 children who were separated from their families. So they did have 2,551 kids in federal custody. They said they have confirmed matches with 2,480 parents. But unfortunately, there's still 71 kids that they haven't been able to find their families.
My goodness.
I'm gonna tell you something, man. Them kids not bad enough. When you watching bad kids, babysitting bad kids, the babysitter finds the parents, okay? Please,
you want them
please,
to go back.
Please find your parents so I can give you back. They not being bad enough. They need to start acting up a little bit more. I bet you they'll find the parents then.
My goodness. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night and you just need to get some things off your chest. Or maybe you feel blessed and want to spread some positivity. Whatever it is, call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Yo, what's happening, homie?
Hi. Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Y'all just getting off work?
We just got home. Yeah. We want to get something off our chest today.
Okay.
Go ahead.
A concerned parent called our work today, and they were really concerned about whatever we said. I don't know if we offended him. Like, we didn't say anything offensive, right?
On the radio?
No, y'all didn't.
Yeah.
Not at all. Y'all never do.
Yeah. And I was like, really? So they called our job?
What?
It was crazy. Yeah.
You are lying.
I swear to God. We swear to God.
Well,
wow. Not lying.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. The reason I'm happy about that is because that means it's more than just y'all listening to us. And where y'all from in Cali again?
California.
From Eureka, but Eureka. I don't think he was from Eureka.
Well, he heard us somehow.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Well, I'm sorry they called. Hopefully they didn't get you in trouble, Mama.
No, it wasn't. It was just kind of like
a concerned parent.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
Like, they sound like they was hating.
We'll take that, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have a good day, baby.
Thank you for calling, Mama.
If you ain't got no haters, right, you ain't popping.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Dendrick calling out of Savannah, Georgia.
Good morning.
Get it off your chest.
Yes. I just want to send a shout out to my girlfriend. She's graduating from basic training today in the dreaded state of South Carolina.
Hey, so, salute to the South Kredak.
Yes, I'm driving up there this morning. I finally get to see it. It's been 2 months. You know, it's been a long, short process. And, you know, I just want to send shout outs to her. You know, a big congratulations.
Well, congratulations to your basic chick graduating from basic training,
that's
man.
That's dope.
She's not basic.
Excellent.
Well, congratulations. That. Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy?
Hey, Trav.
What's up, Yee?
Trav, I live for you calling every morning.
What's going on, Charlamagne?
What up, sis? You snuck through the back door again, huh?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I had to sneak through today. Can you go ahead and drop one of the clues bombs for me? Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday, Trav!
Drop one of the clues bombs for Trav.
It's a bad bitch birthday.
It's a bad bitch birthday today.
I didn't know you was a cancer, Trav.
Yes, I am a Cancer, July 18th. Yes, I am a Cancer, my fellow Cancer brother.
Oh, Trav is okay. A little cutie, too. If you see him on Instagram, you know, okay. I know a lot of people going to shoot their shot.
First of all, don't ever disrespect me and call me your Cancer brother again. Call me your Cancer sister. Show me some respect, goddammit.
Oh, stop
it. My bad, Charlamagne, my Cancer sis.
Thank you.
Oh, Envy.
Yo.
Can you do me a favor today, since today my birthday?
What you want?
Uh-oh.
So, in the Envy's Choice Mix, because we all know it's not the People's Choice Mix.
All right, what you want?
Can you play, do you have a clean version of One Time for the Birthday Bitch?
I'll find it for you.
You already just said it, birthday bitch.
Hey. I'm going to start the mix off for you. Yeah, I got you.
All right, Trav, now you're a Cancer, so go cry and use the tears as lubrication later, okay?
Oh, God. Thank
you. I just left a happy birthday comment on your page, Trav, so everybody can find you again.
Go find a candle to blow out for your birthday,
do
Trav. Trav, go find a candle to blow out for your birthday.
You're stupid, Joe. Goodbye.
My goodness. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, this is William.
Hey, William. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, what's going on, Shaw? What's going on, DJ Envy?
What's up, man? Get it off your chest. What's the matter?
Well, the first thing I want to get off my chest is that in the morning, you know, you guys say that, Charlamagne basically puts on Mr. Lamisole, and he asks him to go through his spiel. And once Mr. Lamisole goes through his spiel about he'll never drop you, he's a bull, I think that's BS because I had a case. just recently, and he dropped me.
Who dropped you?
Oh, for everybody, out of state, Mr. Lamisaw is an attorney here in New York City who handles like a lot of personal injury cases and accidents and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, you do the commercials.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought he was talking about the stuff you used to clean the house.
I thought it was Lamisaw.
Lamisaw is a feminine product.
What does it have to do with anything?
Lamisaw
is a feminine product. A lot of Drums girls use Lamisaw.
I said, Charlamagne, put Lamisaw on
Drums. Drums, Puerto Rican.
Okay. I was like, y'all cleaning the house together? I don't understand.
What does this have to do anything, sir? Are you mad at him this morning?
Yeah, I'm mad at him because he says on the radio he's a bull. He'll never drop your case. And my case got dropped because I missed some therapy sessions.
You should never miss therapy sessions.
That sounds pretty irresponsible.
Therapy sessions
part.
Are amazing.
Well, no. I was hurt.
Physical therapy.
Right, physical therapy. Okay. Yeah, I got hurt in an accident. And it was very hard for me to make those therapy sessions.
Well, call Mr. Lamisaw and call his office. Call Mr. Lamisaw.
Yeah, I said Lamisaw. Got me thinking.
Call Mr. Lamisaw and take this up with his office, sir. And I respect you expressing your frustration, but he is a great, outstanding spending customer here at the Breakfast Club.
Pay Charlamagne well, all right?
We care about the people,
absolutely,
though.
Absolutely. He spends that money, all right? But you can call him.
Call him now. Hello, who's this?
This is Angel. I'm calling from Lansing, but I'm from
Angel.
LA.
Hello, Angel.
I just wanted to give you a shout out, DJ MV. I was at the Annex last night. It was lit.
Yeah, wasn't it popping R&B all night in Detroit? Wasn't it amazing?
And that is MV's zone.
It was lit. And I was like, hold on, DJ MV looking like a snack. Shout out to Ian.
You know, I'm doing my squats, I'm doing my push-ups, I'm about to do some right now.
Little Fashion Nova men.
Looking like a little snack, a little Twinkie, a little unpeeled banana.
What?
You know what I'm saying? A little piece of yellow squash, a little snack.
A little vanilla wafer.
A little vanilla wafer. A half a waffle.
Charlamagne.
Yes, baby.
Bring you down a notch, okay?
I'm sorry.
Listen, Angela Yee and Charlamagne, can y'all come next time too?
I will actually be in Detroit this weekend.
Okay.
You want me to lie to you?
Well, I just wanted to say, shout out to y'all. I love the Breakfast Club. And then I was like, shout out to DJ Envy too. Oh, yeah, one more thing before I go.
What's up?
Hey, DJ Envy, I was trying to flick up with you, but your little dude with the dreads, you was moving too fast, and that dude you was with the dreads, he was like, I was like, is DJ Envy trying to get on the snap? And then he was like, he's just taking pictures right now.
Envy, I see how you acting.
I was taking pictures with everybody.
You on, I'm not taking pictures with you right now,
status? I'm going to call Mr. Lemisol on you.
I take pictures with everybody. I took pictures with like 30 people yesterday.
Damn.
Except for her.
I'm sorry, Mama.
That's messed up.
I'm sorry.
And she called you a snack. Take it back.
I'm sorry, Mama. Well, I'm a little vanilla wafer.
I ain't gonna lie. There's something about being called a snack that does something to you. Make you want to do some push-ups.
No one called you a snack. They talk about envy.
I'm taking it for them.
What does this have to do with you?
I don't know.
Why is this about you?
I feel happy for him that he got called a snack. I can feel his joy.
Yes,
okay?
Okay,
all right.
Black boy joy in the corner.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, Yee.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes, little snack.
Yes, DJ MV.
All right, now we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
You know, this had my chat lit yesterday. My girls were very upset about this. So I want to see how you guys feel about this story about Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What's happening?
Now let's get to these rumors. Let's talk. LaShawn McCoy.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, we have been following this story. LaShawn McCoy and his ex-girlfriend, Delicia Cordon, somebody broke into his home where she was staying and pistol whipped her. She called 911 and she felt like LaShawn is responsible because they broke up and she wouldn't leave the home. Well, they have now released a 911 call that LaShawn McCoy made, and this was back on July 3rd, 2017. He's saying that he has nothing to do with this home invasion and he was actually trying to avoid any issues. Check it out.
I have a young lady that she's stealing stuff out of my home. She won't leave. You know, we were together for a little bit, and like 5-6 months, I let her go like 2 weeks ago. I've been trying to be cordial with her, but it's not working. She's taking belongings of mine. She's trying to pick a fight. You know, I left out. So she just left my home. I'm about to lock my doors. I'm putting her stuff outside of my home. I I don't want no fights. I want to call the cops over here. I play for the Buffalo Bills for the NFL, and I don't want no drama. I just want to get out of my home safely.
That's a very mature, responsible thing to do.
Is the FBI investigating? And by FBI, I mean Facebook and Instagram. Are they the ones putting all the evidence and putting court documents together?
I'm sure they are.
I don't think anybody's been putting anything together besides the fact that she feels like he's behind it and he's saying he had nothing to do with it. He hasn't even been in contact with her. And this 911 call on his behalf is just showing that he's never really wanted to have any drama or issues. So he's defending himself against her accusations.
When did the incident happen?
This 911 call. Well, this 911 call was last year, but the most recent incident was only last week.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So she called 911 because someone broke in, robbed the home, beat her up, and she released those pictures on social media. And so she feels like LaShawn McCoy is behind that home invasion that happened.
I'm sure the courts will work it out, right?
Yeah, they are still working on it. All right, Birdman has launched Cash Money West. That's his new label, and he just signed a brand new artist as well. So he just went to social media. Cash Money Business, stop asking. So now,
what's the last artist Birdman put out? Jacquees?
Jacquees, yeah.
I like Jacquees.
Yeah, Jacquees is the last one.
Yeah, so, you know, it's still going. Somebody asked me the other day, did they dissolve Cash Money?
Actually, Drake. Drake is the last one, because isn't Drake signed through him, too?
Young man, I'm talking about new money. Artists, man. You know what I mean. Jesus Christ.
I didn't know what you mean. You said artists.
Drake.
Yeah, Drake. That wasn't 10 years ago.
All right, let's talk about GQ magazine. Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner are on the cover. And as part of their whole cover interview, they did the Kylie quiz. That game was to see how well does Travis Scott know Kylie Jenner. Now, just for some information on what else was in this article, did you know that they actually knew each other about a month before she got pregnant with Stormy? Also, they said they don't remember when they first met. They do know that just days into knowing one another, she went on tour with him. Coachella was one of the tops on his tour, so he said, I'm going back on tour. What do you want to do about this? Because we obviously liked each other, and I was like, I guess I'm going with you.
Oh, so. Some life-changing information in this article. What else?
Oh, stop it.
What else can I use for my day-to-day?
I mean, she's about to be a billionaire, the youngest billionaire ever, man or woman, so it's a big deal.
So if I read that article, it'll help me be a billionaire.
Yes, it will.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So if you see a guy you like and y'all just met, you should go on tour with him, because that's what happened in this situation.
Travis Scott had nothing to do with that billion-dollar glow-up, by the way. All right, let's be
It was in progress.
Yes.
But what she did say that was nice about going on tour was being anonymous in some of the smaller cities that didn't have paparazzi out all the time. She said we could go out as Kylie and Trav, and she didn't know if they could do that in L.A. with paparazzi everywhere, so they got to really know each other, going on walks, long walks without people stopping them, without paparazzi. That makes sense.
I wonder what cities those were.
She said Cleveland. She said they walked around in Cleveland for miles and nobody stopped them.
Or maybe they saw them and was like, I know that's one of them Kardashians. I just don't know which one.
Right, I would think they would recognize Travis Scott, too.
No.
But I don't know. But anyway, here is part of him trying to figure out how well does he know his baby mama Kylie.
What are my dog's names?
Norman.
Okay.
Lady.
Lady? Lady?
Or like something with an L.
Baby, there's four. You got one.
I know. Because it's a girl, pretty, or like, what's her name?
Oh boy.
Name's Bambi.
Bambi. Okay. And then
the
what's...
babies.
Oh, definitely.
So it's Norman, Bambi.
Yeah.
You don't know them? Rosie and Harley.
Oh, Rosie, Harley, yeah.
What's the problem?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. So in my group text yesterday, my friends, well, I have a lip service group text, and it's like all of us and plus everybody involved in the show were so mad that he could not name her dogs. Because for people, and especially for her, like, she had birthday parties for the dogs. They have their own Instagram accounts and everything.
He should know the names.
So he should know the names.
Why
especially
should he show the
together.
Name? First of all, she got four dogs. That's one dog. That's three dogs too many. Okay. All right, that's number one. And number two, we got a child together. As long as I know the child's name and the child's birthday, which is a struggle for me sometimes, by the way.
Especially but we're dating. I'm at the house all the time. I should know
what?
The dog's name.
I know your name. Names.
I'm not calling the dogs. You are.
And you should hear her calling the dogs.
I ain't paying that no attention. I'm writing
Listen,
raps.
Listen, for okay? the dog owners the out people. There, people know how offensive that can
be. You should know the dog's
be.
Names,
no,
man.
No, man. I think y'all putting too much pressure on that young man.
No, he definitely
pressure
know
to know
dogs.
Some names?
From dogs.
They live together. The dogs are your dogs, too,
no,
now.
No, they're not. They don't
Those
listen to
Those are
your
me. Kids, too.
They'll bite me if we start arguing.
No, they're not. They're little dogs. Oh. They ain't biting nobody. They're not pit bulls or German shepherds or Rottweilers.
I don't think he's required to know the names.
Italian Greyhounds.
Like, I don't think that makes him a bad boyfriend just because he don't know the names of the dogs.
It's just how.
What if he's attentive now, and pays attention to detail with everything else?
Hold on, we didn't say he was a bad boyfriend. It was just how well do you know her?
And he should know the dog's name, man.
That's a stupid question, though.
Angela Yee, what's my dog's name?
If you want to know how well I know you, ask me questions about you. Don't ask me about your dogs.
But her everything dogs around are a me. Big part of her. She loves her dogs.
Angela Yee, what's my dog's name?
I have no idea. But we don't have no kid together.
You're right. We don't have no kids.
All right. Well, what is your dog's name?
Chuck Norris.
I didn't even know that either.
I didn't know
and
that.
I'm going to be honest with you, don't even care. Didn't. That's not going to do
Kia
nothing for me
know
to, for the rest
she
of
knows
my
dog's
day.
Name.
Nobody today is going to ask me what's the name of Envy's dog, and I'm going to answer that question, and it's going to change my life.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, we got front page news coming up. What are we talking about, Yee?
We're going to talk about Joe President and what he had to say about his misspeaking.
Do you know your president's dog's name?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll get to all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about Donald Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump has an explanation for what he had to say about Russia not being, about Vladimir Putin not being a bad guy and Russia not interfering in the elections. Now, here was the original thing that he said during his news conference with Putin.
My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
All right, now, Donald Trump also said he discovered this error. You know how? He was looking at the transcripts.
I thought that I made myself very clear by having just reviewed the transcript. Now, I have to say, I came back and I said, what is going on? What's the big deal? I realized that there is a need for some clarification. It should have been obvious. I thought it would be obvious, but I would like to clarify just in case it wasn't. In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So sort of a double negative.
So what about everything he said about there was no collusion and the Russian investigation is a witch hunt?
Fit the context of everything else he said, but, you know.
I can't wait to see Sarah Huckabee Sanders have to explain that later at a press conference. That's where the real comedy lies, people.
I see some people are trying to get the American translator. That's the only other person that was in the room when Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump sat down together. They want that American translator to testify in front of Congress just to let them know exactly what happened during that sit-down, that two-hour sit-down when no one else was present.
Now, why would they want that American translator to relive that traumatic experience, I'm sure? Why?
I guess just to say what really went down, because we have no idea. All right, now here's a good story. It started off not so good. An Alabama college student's car broke down. Walter Carr is his name. And he had just gotten a new job. So the next day he was supposed to be going to his new job. It was 20 miles away. His car broke down.
20 miles?
He walked
20 miles
to work because he didn't want to not show up. He said his phone told him it would take 7 hours on foot, but he did need that job at Bellhop's moving company so badly. So he started walking at 11:40 at night.
He walked 7 hours to work?
Now, he made it to Pelham by about 4 a.m. on Saturday, but he still had a long way to go before he reached the address of the woman that he had to help move. That's when a police officer, Mark Knighton, who was making rounds in his patrol car, saw Carr sitting on the ground catching his breath. So he came up to him. It was late and asked him, is everything okay? And then they said after hearing his story, they took him to get breakfast. They got him lunch to go. Then they took him to a church to rest before his shift started at 8 a.m. And then he started to continue his walk hours later. And that's when another officer found him and drove him the rest of the way to the house of the woman who was helping move. Now, he got there early. So they asked him, do you want to go upstairs and rest a little bit before the rest of the movies get there? He said no and just started working. So they were so impressed with his story that they actually, the owner of the company, gave him his car to use, a 2014 Ford Escape. And what they are doing is starting a GoFundMe. So far, that GoFundMe had raised more than $11,000 as of yesterday for him to get a car.
Well, I must say, you know, I grew up in a rural area, Monk's Corner, South Carolina.
20 miles.
So we walked miles through cornfields. We walked miles down dirt roads through the woods. So I'm not impressed. That's all.
Seven hours of walking, you're not impressed?
I'm saying all that to say I'm not impressed.
You sound crazy.
You never walked no damn 7 hours
walked
straight.
Walked everywhere.
Listen, how many people would have been like, well, can't get to work?
Either walk the road or bike everywhere. I'm not impressed. Sorry.
I'm impressed. Sure, what's the GoFundMe? I'm going to put some money in it.
That's cute.
That was nice.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah. So it's his name again is hold on. Let me get his name.
His name is Tyre. That's what it is.
Walter Carr. C A R R.
Walter Carr. How you name Walter Carr? But you walking every goddamn way. Boy, God is a funny dude. Drop one of Clues Bombs for God. I mean, I don't know if God is a dude. God could be a man or woman, but I'm just saying he's a funny individual.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, if you just missed it during the rumors, we were talking about Travis Scott and Kylie. Now, what happened? What were they doing talking about their relationship?
Well, they're on the cover of GQ magazine together, and it was a Kylie quiz. So we were trying to find out how well does Travis Scott know Kylie. And there were some things about her that he did not know, which includes the names of the dogs. Check it out.
What are my dog's names?
Norman. Lady.
Lady? Lady?
Or like something with an L.
Maybe there's four. You got one.
I know. Because it's a girl, pretty, or like, what's her name?
Her name's Bambi.
Bambi. Okay. And then
the
what's...
babies.
Oh, definitely.
So it's Normie, Bambi.
Yeah.
You don't know them? Rosie and Harley.
Oh, Rosie, Harley, yeah.
See, there's a lot of unanswered questions in this situation because she said the babies. We don't know how old those dogs are. Those dogs could be new. If the dogs are new, then he don't know their names.
Because the two older dogs actually had babies, and she had the dogs even before Stormy was
born. So how old are the babies?
So, I don't know, but I'm just saying they had babies already. So the two older dogs are not new.
He named Norman.
So Norman, that's all he knew.
Norman's probably the one that comes and jumps in his laps all the time, plays with him. And, you know, the other one, like, you know, that's probably the one Kylie be with most of the time.
No, he should know the baby's name. If you had sex with me, we had a baby, I popped this baby out my vagina, and you stay at my house or we stay together, you should know the dog's name.
I did not know you had a vagina.
I did not know that either. You're taking this whole I'm a snack thing way too far.
See?
All right, you transitioning? You want to tell us something?
You guys, you know what? Forget it. 800-585-1051. Would you be mad if your boyfriend didn't know your dog's name?
Oh, my God.
After you done had a baby with him, you done popped the baby out your vagina, after he done live with you or you live with him, y'all eat at the same, y'all sleep the same place, all that, and he don't know the dog's names?
You're asking too much of me, okay? I know my child's name. I'm in my child's life. You know, I'm with you. We together. Like, why do I have to know your dog's names? Like, you're asking too much of me, okay?
800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking earlier about Travis Scott and Kylie and their relationship. What were we talking about, Yee?
Yes, they're on the cover of GQ magazine together, and they did a Kylie quiz, and here's what happened.
What are my dog's names?
Norman.
Okay.
Lady.
Lady? Lady?
Or like something with an L.
Maybe there's four. You got one.
I know. Because it's a girl, pretty, or like, what's her name?
Her name's Bambi.
Bambi. Okay. And then
the
what's...
babies.
Oh, definitely.
So it's Normie, Bambi.
Yeah.
You don't know them? Rosie and Harley.
Oh, Rosie, Harley, yeah.
Now, that is foul. You should know the dog's name.
Oh, shut up. No, it's not, man. That man is a young man who got a lot of things on his plate. He does a lot of work. You know, he got a lot of things to remember, and the dog's name is just on one of them. If you ask me questions about Kylie, ask me questions about Kylie personally, not her dogs.
Well, that is part of her personal. Her dogs are personally close to her, I'm sure. You should know the dog's name.
Well, he knows Norman. Okay, so clearly Norman is the one that's been around the longest. Norman is probably one that plays with him. You know what I'm saying? Jumps on his lap. The other two are clearly babies. We don't know how old those kids are. And I don't want to say kids because people hear me and think I'm talking about kids. Those dogs are. So you probably just isn't familiar with them.
For a lot
sleep
of people, their dogs
night.
Are like their babies.
You know the dog's names.
You know my dog's name?
Schmunches.
What? You just made that up.
I did. What's your dog's name?
Cream.
I was close.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, let's go to the phone lines.
We're not dating, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Pri.
Hey, what's up, Mama?
I don't think it's bad if he doesn't know the dog's name. He needs to know my name, the baby's name, my birthday, our anniversary, the baby's birthday, Valentine's, Christmas.
That's it.
Anything
with
a present.
That's it. That's it.
So if you had dogs and you live with your man, you don't think he should know the names of the dogs?
I mean, if they had lived together, I don't really think they lived together, but that's not important because we don't celebrate dogs' birthday.
Well, I didn't say a birthday, but the names, like when you are calling the dogs. Do you have a dog?
No.
No.
Okay, so that's why.
I'm not going to lie. That's one of the problems with interracial dating that nobody talks about.
What?
The love that white people have for their pets.
Everybody loves their dogs. Are you kidding? Listen, let me tell you something. In my group text, my friend Gigi and Loria both have dogs. They love their dogs like babies.
They have birthdays and stuff for them and all that?
Yes, they do. I have pictures of them with birthday things on their heads.
I don't go that far with my dog,
man. That's ridiculous.
They have birthdays for the dogs and all that.
Hello, who's this?
I still think it's the difference between the way white people treat their pets and black people.
Hey, guys. Charlamagne, you a mess. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what do you think? Would you be mad if your boyfriend didn't know your dog's names?
First of all, he would know my dog's names, but I don't have any dogs, so I don't have that problem. But she, you got to remember, she's like a jump off. They got together a month before she had a child. Like, she's not with her like that.
Stop it. They got a child, man. She's worth a billion dollars.
How many people have kids and then they just a jump off? That don't matter.
They're together now.
Don't say that.
They had a baby. Yes. The babies, you know, they've been together over a year.
I give them 6 months. They've been together over a year and he don't know her dog's name. That's the problem.
See,
they on the front of GQ together. We don't know how old them two last dogs are, man.
It don't matter, man.
It don't matter.
Yes, it does.
Like that. She with him, but he not with her.
Wow.
No. All right.
Can he name all the members of Wu-Tang Clan? That's what's important.
Method Man.
Anybody ask you?
I can name their names and their real names and their government names. Now what?
Anyway, 800-585-1051. Would you be mad if your boyfriend didn't know your dog's names? That is the question. Would you be mad if your boyfriend didn't know your dog's names?
I'm too busy trying not to be a dog, but you want me to remember the dog's names.
Yes, you should remember. Yes, you should. Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake. Nice for what? Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking Travis Scott and Kylie. We're talking about their relationship. They did an interview with GQ. And what were they talking about, Yeezy?
Well, basically, you know, it was a Kylie quiz in this interview, and it was to see how well does Travis Scott know Kylie Jenner, and here's what happened.
What are my dog's names?
Norman.
Okay.
Lady.
Lady? Lady?
Or like something with an L.
Baby, there's four. You got one.
I know. Because it's a girl, pretty, or like, what's her name?
Her name's Bambi.
Bambi. Okay. And then
the
what?
Babies.
Oh, definitely.
So it's Normie, Bambi.
Yeah.
You don't know them? Rosie and Harley.
Oh, Rosie, Harley, yeah.
So he knows her, but he don't know the dog's name.
I don't see the problem here. They got a child together, okay? I'm sure that he's a great father. He loves his kid. He knows one dog, Norman, so that's clearly the oldest dog. The other dog is probably who Norman had babies with, and the two babies are new. He don't know
but
the babies
yet. But
you know
what? Yet. The dogs are important to her. She has Instagram pages, and she has birthday parties and all kinds of lavish things, and her fans all know the dogs.
He should know the dog's names. Absolutely.
One day we're going to have a discussion about the difference between how white people treat their pets and black people treat their pets. I don't know no black people that's having birthday parties for their dogs.
Okay, Loria, I had a birthday party. My friend Loria and Gigi had birthday parties for her dogs also.
Well, they rich. Okay, clearly. Because clearly they got money to do extra
stuff
like that.
And I had a dog growing up, and I definitely had a birthday party for my dog, too.
Yeah, no birthday party for those dogs.
I had a cocker spaniel. Her name was Misty.
What you
do for Misty? And she used to come with me everywhere.
What you used to do for Misty's birthday?
We had to put a little thing on her head and get her some cake.
No, most of the dogs came from the ASPCA. We didn't really know much about the dogs.
And my dog now, I got her a champagne bottle for her birthday.
Y'all rich.
It's like a squeezy toy, champagne bottle, and she was running around the house.
That's too much.
They rich.
Well, anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Alicia.
Hey, Alicia. Would you be mad if your boyfriend didn't know your dog's name?
Heck no. Why would it matter? As long as he know my baby name, it shouldn't matter about the stupid dog.
Do you have a dog?
That's what I'm talking about.
You don't have a dog, do you?
No.
Okay.
She
says
stupid
she
dog.
Don't
that's
care. That's why she don't care, because she don't have a dog.
Yeah, but she got kids, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying when you don't have a dog, you can't understand.
She got her priorities together.
My goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mama. I could tell she had no dog. She said stupid dog.
That, yeah,
nobody
definitely not gonna
a dog
be a nice
lover's
dog
not
going to
say that.
If
not
you're
at
a dog, don't get adopted into that household.
You can
Hello,
be
who's this?
As soon as the dog bites your kid, you be like, stupid dog. Bit Lil John.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah.
Pineapple.
Pineapple?
Yes.
Your mama named you Pineapple?
No, that's just my nickname, Star Rockaway.
Well,
no
you
doubt.
Take,
no doubt.
Because you taste good? Okay, get it, girl.
Now, would you be mad if your boyfriend didn't know your dog's name, Pineapple?
No, because we can name that dog anything. Pinky, Pink Fern, Lassie. We can make up a name in 2 seconds.
So you don't have a dog?
Actually, the Shih Tzu Pomeranian mix.
Somebody, now you know,
somebody called the SPCA. This dog is in danger.
Definitely in danger.
This dog is in danger.
Now you know, please. In the Baisley Project, they don't allow dogs, Mama.
They love me over there in Southside.
Definitely don't allow dogs in the Baisley Project.
Please, somebody
there.
Call the SPCA to rescue this dog from the Baisley Project,
God,
please.
God bless y'all.
This is disgusting. I
Thank
can't
you,
believe
Mama.
The way you're treating this dog. This dog is in danger.
All right, what's, Pineapple.
The
dog just winked at me twice to let me know to let me know he's in danger, okay?
What's the moral of the story?
A dog can't think that much about what he's doing. He just does what feels right. So I don't
what
think
does that have to do with anything?
That has to do with his own personal
I don't think
life.
The dog cares that Travis Scott knows his name or not.
It's not about the dog. It's about how she feels.
Right.
She seems a little appalled. Like, you don't know my dog's name?
Listen, if I'm Kylie's dogs, I don't care if Travis don't know my name either, because in my mind, I'm like, hey, who got the $1 billion?
FYI, the
Mama.
The question was not how do the dogs feel. That wasn't the question.
I can't with y'all, man. We got rumors on the way, ye.
Yes, let's talk about Michelle Williams. Find out what she revealed to us. Very strong and powerful for her to have the courage to come forward and reveal this.
All right. Now, Charlamagne, she is your friend. Have you checked on her?
I actually sent Michelle a text this morning, man. Like, I didn't hear about it until I walked in here this morning. So I definitely sent her a text this morning.
All right, we'll get all into it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's happening?
Now, let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Michelle Williams for Destiny's Child.
It's about time. What's going on?
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Michelle Williams has checked herself into a mental health facility. She posted, "For years, I have dedicated myself to increasing awareness of mental health and empowering people to recognize when it's time to seek help, support, and guidance from those that love and care for your well-being. I recently listened to the same advice I have given to thousands around the world and sought help from a great team of healthcare professionals. Today, I proudly, happily, and healthily stand here as someone who will continue to always lead by example as I tirelessly advocate for the betterment of those in need. If you change your mind, you can change your life."
She's not saying nothing wrong. Shoot, I'd love to go to one of those facilities. Damn it.
You can.
You can, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can check yourself in.
Well, I have no problem doing that.
She's been very open about her struggle with depression. She did interviews discussing that. A lot of people offered her support via social media where she posted this. You know, Beyonce's mom said, "I so love and admire your amazing courage. Michelle, my belle, I'm so proud of you. You have given unselfishly of your time and support to so many, and I know that you will be the best example of self-care, which we all need."
I wonder what's wrong. What got her to that point or to that level?
Well, she said she was dealing with depression, so she probably just needed a little extra help. She probably was already doing therapy, so she decided to take it to the next level. Like, I treat mental health the same way I treat physical health. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then, you got to shake up your diet. Every now and then, you got to shake up your workout routine. Maybe she just wanted a little bit more.
Right. So I am glad that she recognized that need and is encouraging other people, whatever, to do the same.
Dropping the clues bombs for Tanitra Michelle Williams, damn it.
All right. Now let's talk about Drake. He has another one. Congratulations to Drake.
Salute to Shiggy.
His song, In My Feelings, is the number one song on the Hot 100. Before that, it was Nice for What. Now it's In My Feelings. And he actually thanked Shiggy because that dance that Shiggy did is definitely what helped make this break to number one.
As he should. What did he do? Send him some bottles?
And he was actually with him at the club. Watch this video. Watch If You Have Revolt and listen to Drake thanking Shiggy.
Oh, my goodness. Man got me a number one record today.
Mine got me number one record today.
Now,
stop with that accent, man.
Now, I don't want to say this if it's not true, because I saw this online floating around. Did he give Shiggy some money?
Yeah, they said he gave him $250,000. I don't know if that's true.
That's not confirmed, though. That's not confirmed.
It's online, just like you saw it. Everyone saw it.
A man will rob you for what he saw online.
Your man got to go back to Queens.
Well, that's $250 Drake gave you. I know he got it.
Now, we don't know that that's true. That's definitely a rumor that's been circulating that Drake gave him that cash.
You know, people believe everything they see online. So if it's online, it's true. That's why they want to put the number amount out there, because Shiggy still got to come home.
Charlamagne, everybody else seen it.
Oh, okay.
It's online. The way you saw it, saw it. Envy saw it. So everybody listening saw it.
So it's not true?
I don't know if it's true.
I don't know if it's true.
It's a rumor, like you said.
Shiggy, if it's true, tell everybody it's not true. Okay? Trust me.
All right, now let's discuss Meek Mill. Everyone at this point knows he deserves a new trial. The judge, Denise Brinkley, is still not trying to make that happen. And even the judge's lawyer, Charles Peruto Jr., feels like she just needs to cut the ish. They have an audio clip that was recorded back in May. He was wrapping up an interview about Meek's case, and I guess the mic was still on, so here's what happened.
That was hard to do because defending this judge is now becoming a fear. She looks awful. Just, if I was a judge in this case, prosecution to some degree, but goodbye. See you later.
So what he said was that was hard to do because defending this judge is now becoming, I don't know what that word was, why doesn't she just grant this effing thing? And he said that she looks effing awful.
But why are they treating her like she's the president of the United States of America? Like she cannot be the end-all be-all in this situation. It has to be somebody higher up in authority than her, right? That can make her step down.
Well, we keep saying that, but it's a process. They're going through the process now.
Right, so Peruta said if he were the judge on this case, he'd let it go because the prosecution and the defense agree a new trial should be granted. And he says that Meek's attorney has an easier job in this case because he's on the right side of the issue. So I guess he feels like, damn, I hate the fact that, you know, I would hate to have to be the person going against Meek because it just looks crazy.
Mm.
All right, well, everybody's in agreement except for the judge. She really looks crazy. Even her own attorney is like, what are you doing?
Well, everything will work itself out. Like, you know, when somebody is doing wrong by you, I heard a quote yesterday, Gary Zukav said, when somebody is doing something wrong to you, just know it's already been done to them.
Right. A shout out to Meek Mill. If you had a chance to listen to his EP, I actually really like it a lot. I know people were saying, when is he going to put out some music? When is he going to put out some music? And he did. So.
I love it, too. That Philadelphia tune. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. With Swiss. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Swiss did that. Crazy.
Yeah, that was popping. All right, Chance the Rapper. We said that he was supposed to perhaps put out a new album on Friday because he said he was putting out new music this week, a new album. But he tweeted out, sorry, no album this week. Definitely been in the studio, though. So there goes that. So if you were looking forward to some new Chance the Rapper on Friday or this weekend, looks like that's not going to happen.
You still might get some new Chance. I think Khaled is releasing a new record, which is Chance, Justin Bieber, and a couple of others. I think that's coming this week.
Right, but no album. So if you thought that... Mm-mm.
Did Khaled want you to announce that?
I don't think that's a secret either.
You don't? That's not a secret. That's online
as
well.
It's online as well.
Well,
Khaled, you think we're the only people that look online?
Well, Khaled does work for iHeartRadio on the low, so I'm sure that y'all got some inside information.
Shut up, man.
I'm sure that record will get played every hour on the hour come Friday.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
I don't know his name, but he goes by the name of Flagrant Freddy, which is short for Flagrant Foul Freddy, and we need him to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, and I want the world to know that the mayonnaise is heavy on this one.
This is like all Garbage right. Pail Kid's name.
A lot of mayonnaise on this sandwich.
All right. And then after that, of course, we have Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can get on them phone lines right now. But Donkey, today is up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey.
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, July 18th. It is Wednesday, July 18th, yes. Goes to a man that the internet is affectionately calling Flagrant Freddy, short for Flagrant Foul Freddy. Triple F, a man of Caucasian descent who was playing a friendly game of basketball at LA Fitness in Virginia. Now, I'm going to let you know right now the mayonnaise is heavy on this one, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking both slices of bread are drowned in mayonnaise to the point that if you don't like mayonnaise, you have to take both slices of bread, take a butter knife, and just push mounds and mounds of mayo off of the sandwich. Yuck. Now, the story goes that on Monday night at the LA Fitness Center in Dulles Town Center, a pickup game was happening and things got a little intense. Let's go to WTTG Fox 5 DC for the report, please.
A Virginia man calls the police after he gets fouled during a pickup basketball game.
Yeah, this happened at an LA Fitness in Sterling.
This man was there for it and first to tell the world on Twitter Monday night.
No punches were thrown, nothing. It wasn't malicious, no hits to the face or anything like that.
If you know basketball, he says the move in question was a pick.
Basically, you just stand here and maintain your ground. He might not have seen him because no one told him the pick was coming. So he just ran into him, fell down kind of hard. I mean, that's basketball.
The guy who fell had the gym receptionist call for help.
Sheriff's office.
Hi, yes, I'm calling from LA Fitness at the Dulles Town Center, and a member got assaulted.
Does the victim need an ambulance, anything like that?
No.
Deputies thought they were responding to something more serious.
The sheriff's office says in the end, neither man involved wanted to file a formal report. Our witness says that after deputies left, both men went back on the court to finish the game.
Listen, listen to what the cop said when asked if this ever has happened before.
Have you ever been called for a basketball foul before the...
No.
Is this the first time?
That's my first basketball foul.
You were coming for a basketball foul?
Not for that, no. I just heard it was a fight.
I smell mayonnaise. Heavy Hellman's is happening here, okay? Another white-collar criminal strikes again. We really need to have a real conversation here since we are all coexisting on this rock called America. I understand that 911 is the complaint line for Caucasians, and when America gets your order wrong, you call it to complain. But I need you all to understand, in most instances, they don't react to us the way they react to y'all. So when you calling the police on us for having barbecues, when you calling police on us for being in the pool, when you calling police on us for fouling you hard during a pickup basketball game, you are essentially putting our lives at risk for nothing. Did you hear how that young lady from LA Fitness reported the incident to 911? She said the member got assaulted. What if those police who pulled up wanting smoke, thinking an assault just happened, okay? Thank God they were friendly. But once again, every encounter with a black person and the police can and bad. Now, I'm going to tell you something that really pisses me off. What grinds my gears even more than the police being called because this guy got fouled is how nice we as black people are. Black people are so forgiving to everyone but our own people, because what did they say at the end of this police report? Let's hear it.
After deputies left, both men went back on the court to finish the game.
Hell no.
After he called the police on this brother, they went back to finish the game. Now, it was LA Fitness, so you can't keep the man from playing ball, but if that was me and mine, it would be an unwritten rule not to pick him. I don't care if we want to play 5-on-5 and we only got 9 people. We'll play 3-on-3 with 3 different teams, and one team of 3 will wait until the other is done. You can't play with us, okay? First of all, you just called the police on me for giving you a hard foul, putting my life at risk. Second of all, you're messing up my game because now I feel like I can't play with you the way I want to. I can't get physical with you the way I want to, so I would rather you not be on this court. But that's not the way we as black people move. We are just morally good people. We are a forgiving people. No matter how wrong you do by us, we will never stoop to your levels of petty, okay? Michelle Obama says when they go low, we go high. Well, a lot of black people subscribe to that, and I respect them, and all of y'all better than me. Because I don't move like that, all right? When they go low, I take it to the floor with them. And that's exactly what I would have done, okay? That's what I would have done to flagrant foul Freddie. Bought his ass back on the court after calling the police on me for fouling him hard. I would have took him to the floor by fouling his ass hard again, okay? Now, I don't know this man's name, but social media, if you know it, please hit me on the timeline and let me know. Hit me, C to God, C-T-H-A-G-O-D on social media, so I can give him the credit he deserves for being stupid. But in the meantime, please give flagrant foul Freddie the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Why, people?
We heard you. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. All right. All right. Up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Ye right now. She'll help you out with all your problems. All right, so call Ye. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. If you need relationship advice, you can call her right now, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
This is Lord Hakeem. What's
Lord
good, Envy?
Lord Hakeem, what's poppin', bro?
Man, it's crazy. I just got a question for Angela. Well, I know Charlamagne gonna chime in, but I don't even want to hear his mouth right now.
Okay, let me hear it.
What's the question?
Okay. Now, my daughter's mother, my ex-wife, my child's mother, wants to move in with me. We are not smashing. I haven't touched her in over 4 or 5 years, right? She has been trying to get with me or get back with me for that extent of time. She has somebody that she had supposed to be happy with, and I wish them the best.
Wait, so she wants to live with you even though you guys aren't together. She likes you, but she's dating someone else.
Okay, she claims that she loves me, and she's only with him because I don't want her.
Okay, so what's your question?
All right, should I let her move in with me?
No.
Hell no.
Hold up. Listen.
It's Ask Ye Envy.
Sorry.
Listen. I feel you, Envy, but my daughter is involved.
Okay.
She's going from household to household 3-4 days a week, stay with me or whatever the case, you know. But, you know what I'm saying, to have my daughter under one house, you know what I'm saying, with both parents, as roommates, possibly, I've considered it. But the relationship is toxic. And because she's in a financial situation, I've contemplated it, but it's like...
You know what's very toxic? For your daughter to see you guys in a toxic relationship under one roof. And you don't even want to be with her. She wants to be with you. It sounds like it'll be way too messy, and that's not good for your child. I understand wanting stability, but just think about how bad that could potentially end up being. First of all, you'll be giving your ex hope that y'all might get back together because that's what she's going to want to do. You're going to be resentful of the fact that she's in the house. You won't be able to move the way that you want to move and do what you want to do, and I don't think that's a great environment. It'll probably be even more confusing for your daughter.
No, my daughter, now my daughter understands. I've explained this before the split, after the split, you know, in detail. And she understands exactly why, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I questioned the fact, like you said, stability, that's one thing. And I asked her, I said, well, you have a problem with me going out, having company, which I wouldn't bring a female over because I find that, you know, totally disrespectful. But she will have an issue with it because I'm not going to be into it. And like you said,
you're going to end up resenting her. She'll end up resenting you. Imagine if you don't even come home one night.
I already know.
So and what's the, I think there's no question here, sir. Hakeem.
All right, thank you, Angela. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy.
Don't get yourself in a situation that'll be too messy to get out of.
Trust me, I'm there, you know, but you know, cause I'm the worst thing in the planet. And I don't understand, why would you want the worst thing in the planet when you got somebody that's doing everything that you want?
Right. No, don't do it. Terrible idea.
You want my advice?
Thank you.
He's going to tell you to do
it. Give me your advice. I want
to
hear it.
Oh, boy.
My advice to you is, you know what to do, man. You know what it is.
What advice is that? Thank you, brother. Good luck.
All right, Prince Hakeem, thank you.
Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Cardi B. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. I'm Anonymous.
Okay, Miss Anonymous.
Okay, Anonymous. What's your question this morning?
All right, y'all, so don't judge me, okay?
I won't. No judgment. This is a no judgment zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I met this guy back when I was in college 4 years ago, and he's kind of still around. I was interning at a firm, and I met him there, and come to find out this man is married.
Mm.
Found that out 2 years ago. I cut him off. Like, we got back in contact like a year later, and, you know, he's helped me in my career. He's introduced me to certain people. He's like, you know, he wants to leave her, and I guess they've been together for a while, but I don't want to find love like that. You know what I mean? And we have good chemistry. I just feel bad, so... I don't know what to do, Ian.
Okay, so what you're saying is you've been the side chick, and now he's talking about leaving his wife because he wants to be with you?
Essentially, you know what I mean? But I don't want love like that. But we have good chemistry. He's a good man, you know what I mean? I feel like him and his wife don't have kids. He feel like he owes her something because, like, they've been together since high school, and I guess she helped him through a really difficult time. You know, I don't want to put their business out there, but I don't want to find love like that. Like, I believe in karma, and I just feel guilty. Like,
this is my for real advice, because I know that a lot of people end up in situations like this, whether or not they want to admit it. My advice to you is make sure if he's going to leave his wife, tell him, don't leave your wife for me. Leave her because she's not right for you.
Well, he already left her.
Okay, so he already left her. Let him have some time on his own. Tell him, I don't want you to jump into something else. I don't want to be that rebound or the reason why you left your wife or all of that. I need for you to take some time to rebuild yourself as an individual. And then if, you know, a year from now, whatever, y'all can still be cool. But if a year from now you say, okay, now maybe it's time for us to try something after you've already gone through what you've gone through, gotten over certain things, she's moved on. And because sometimes, you know, people are very used to being in a relationship. Sometimes he might want to be single for a little while. Sometimes he might not know what he wants.
It's like, if I tell him something like that, he's going to be, even if I try to go out here and talk to other guys, he's hella controlling. And I feel like maybe he think I owe him something. Like,
no, you definitely don't. And it feels like you have some...
in terms of my career, and I feel guilty about that. I honestly, God, I do feel guilty about that, because I'm like, bro, I work hard. You know what I mean? Like, I'm out here grinding. You know how it is out here. And I feel like he thinks I owe him something.
You don't owe nobody nothing, girl. Listen, if you have some red flags, some reservations, go with your gut. You know what's best for you. Don't let nobody make you feel guilty.
Well, you're a good man, and I don't want to sit here and act like I'm not, like, feeling him or something like that. I just don't want to find love this way.
Listen, this is your life. You do what you want to do. You don't owe an explanation or an excuse for anything. He might be a good man, but he's also a man that's just coming out of a long-term marriage relationship.
Okay.
So, and if he's trying to control you, and if he's not respecting how you feel about the situation, that's not the person for you. He has to respect how you feel. If he really wants to be with you, then he'll understand, look, I need you, you know, I don't know, this is not the right time for me and you to do this. I don't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And by the way, keep doing your thing with your career. We don't owe anybody anything, though.
I know.
And there's a lot of good men out there, and if this one is not the right one for you, if you feel like he's controlling, that's not right for you.
Not necessarily controlling. I just keep going back to that moment when I was like 22, interning with this shit, and I was young and dumb, you know?
Right.
And I really feel like, I don't want to say my success is because of him, but I genuinely feel guilty about that.
Don't feel guilty, man.
Therapy or some shit, girl. I don't know.
Listen, nobody should never do nothing for you expecting anything in return. They should do it because they want to do it.
Yee, that's not what she wanted to hear, Yee.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, Miss Anonymous doesn't sound like if she wanted to be with him, she just would. She has a lot of reasons why she doesn't want to.
All right. Well, thank you, Miss Anonymous. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can call Yee anytime. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. Speaking of relationships, Amber Rose got a new boo. We'll tell you who she's dating now.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Black Youngster.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Black Youngster recently did an interview with 2B's TV, and we all know Black Youngster is very entertaining every time he comes up here. And remember, he was throwing money all over the place.
Yep.
Y'all got some. Anyway, he talked about an experience with a woman that was a little bit crazy. I know I would be scared if this happened to me. Listen to what he said.
I went to my room, and it was a girl in a wash and in a dryer, and she came out on me out the blue. And she just popped out that blue out the blue. She was drunk, broke my room, and hit in the dryer.
And what happened after that?
I got the whore out of there.
In the dryer?
Who hides in the dryer?
That's who can fit in the dryer?
And what if you can't get out?
That is a fact.
Like, and how do you even close? I guess you just close it from the inside.
You can't even
But why would you hide in the dryer of all places?
You can't even spy good in the dryer because you can't hear nothing in the dryer.
Right.
So if you're trying to spy on a person, you can't even hear nothing.
And then was she
barely
just.
Barely can see.
Was she in there? Like, you know how the towel be stuck on it? Like, I don't even understand. Was she in a circular, like a circle in there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you even fit in the dryer? How small was this woman?
Never tried it. Thought about it a few times, though.
Have you?
Definitely.
You thought about hiding in the dryer?
Yeah,
because
you always see, like, you know, I remember watching Orange is the New Black. I forgot what season, and the woman was in the dryer, and I always think, like, what, can I actually fit in the dryer? I always think about it, but I've never done it. It's one of those things you think about when you've had a couple drinks, maybe.
You know what I think about?
What?
Where would I hide if the purge came to Brooklyn? If there was a purge, what would I do? Because I wouldn't want to be out in the street.
Yo, you pass him that weed, whiskey for left hand. Pass some of that weed.
So I actually have a space, but I can't tell y'all in case something happens. I don't want you to know where I'm hiding.
Great.
So you got to hide.
Great.
You ready
great.
To play hide and go seek if the purge starts?
If the purge starts,
hey,
I'm good to go.
Nothing
trust
wrong
me.
Nothing wrong with a little pre-planning.
Right. You got to. You never thought about if the purge comes, where you going to go?
No, I got guns. I got guns at the house.
That doesn't matter. You clearly haven't seen the purge.
No, I haven't.
They have guns, too.
They ain't clearly seen
and
my
killing
chopper.
Killing is legal during the time of the purge.
No, that's good. I'm going to stay in my ground.
Amber Rose has a new man, and it looks like Monte Morris from the Denver Nuggets is her new boyfriend. According to TMZ, they're not seeing anybody but each other, and they're enjoying their time together. They met over a year ago, but just started dating after Amber Rose broke up with 21 Savage. So even though she misses 21 Savage, looks like she's moved on. So that's who her new man. They're holding hands. They have pictures of them out and about together.
Okay.
There you have it.
I mean, you can't even really get excited over stuff like that because Amber just living her life like it's golden. She's
right.
Just living her best life. She'll be with him for a few months, maybe a year.
Now, this was a nice to see. Model Mara Martin, she was walking the runway for Sports Illustrated, and while she was on the runway, she actually was breastfeeding her 5-month-old daughter on the runway.
Was the outfit designed to, like, have the breast up?
If you ever vote TV.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has on a swimsuit.
A swimsuit, yeah.
That's dope.
She posted, "Wow, what a night. Words can't even describe how amazing I feel after being picked to walk the runway for Sports Illustrated swimsuit. Anyone who knows me knows it has been a lifelong dream of mine. I can't believe I'm waking up to headlines with me and my daughter in them for doing something I do every day. It's truly so humbling and unreal, to say the least. I'm so grateful to be able to share this message and hopefully normalize breastfeeding and also show others that women can do it all."
Breastfeeding isn't normal? I
mean, you know, some people act like it's not. Some people get mad if women breastfeed in public.
What?
Yeah, some people have issues with
that. They must not have kids.
Yeah, and I'm more mad that adults drink cow milk and not breast milk. I always wonder about that. And I'm so upset for that little girl, because how can you get good gulps if mama is walking? Mama got to keep still so I can properly feed.
The baby looks nice and comfortable. Mm. The way she's holding the baby.
So. When's the last time you had some breast milk, Charlamagne? I know you were into that for a while.
And your wife is pregnant, so.
Oh, God, yes, she is. Thank you for spilling my beans.
Well, congratulations, Charlamagne. Oh, wow.
You told us that during an interview.
Drop a bomb for Charlamagne and his family and his
Hold
wife.
Hold on, Emmy. He didn't tell us that during an interview.
No, I've never said that on air.
I think that we took that out.
We actually had a meeting yesterday, and I said I was waiting until the baby actually got here.
He definitely did say that.
Oh, I swear he's told us in an interview, and that's how I found out.
No, we kind of took it out.
Throw out the whole rumor report.
All right, forget it.
Well, congratulations, Charlamagne. Oh, my goodness. Is any baby names? Rashawn, Rashawna, anything like that?
Leave me alone. This is not something I'm ready to discuss, but I will.
It's too late now.
I didn't know it was a secret.
Okay. Good job, Yee.
Yes.
Well, this is the rumor report, so you heard it here first. It's exclusive.
I have another child on the way. I'll be here in September.
Virgo season. Nice.
Another little girl.
The baby's going to be a Libra.
Because that's what I get.
Okay.
Right? That's what I deserve.
Three girls, baby.
For all my BS in my life.
And really think about Rashawna.
That also means you have a weak back. Just so you know, when you keep having girls, your back is very weak.
Stop, man. You're going to make me cry.
I'm going to kick it in.
I want to think about it. Okay. I'm not ready for this right now.
All right. Well, you know what I got for you right now? Sierra's got some new music. She has
yes!
a new song out.
Oh, God. The baby definitely ain't coming out now.
This will get the baby out.
I don't care what you say. I have always loved me some Sierra.
Let me hear it.
Okay.
It's dope. I like it.
It's called Level Up. And this is for the new baby girl on the way. Level Up.
Level Up. Level Up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let go.
Level Up. Level up, 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 level up. All this on me so yummy, all this sauce so yummy. No, you want this yummy, yummy all in your tummy. Level up, level up, level up, level up, level up.
That's dope.
You can't find us here.
I think Sierra can really dance.
That's dope. You don't like that song?
I don't know. I haven't heard enough of it, but I think she can really dance.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report, and you got some exclusive gossip up here.
There you go.
Because you got a big-ass mouth.
I didn't know it was a secret.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Miss Yee. I just want to shout out.
Congratulations again.
I want to shout out two people, actually three people. Congratulations again to Charlamagne. If you just joined us, Charlamagne is having another baby. Congratulations.
God. Drop a boom
for Charlamagne.
Why?
He just announced that he's actually going to call the baby Rashawna, and I think that is so dope.
Shout out to my girl Rashawna. That's my homie.
I think that's a great name.
And I definitely would not have wanted to announce my baby in the midst of my scandal.
Good job, Yee. Also, let me shout out to the young lady that called early and said I look like a snack. That really gave me a lot of confidence.
Nobody said that.
Yeah, she did. She called early and said I look like a snack.
She didn't say that you look like a whole meal.
We didn't hear that.
She said I look like a snack this morning.
Because actually, it's an insult.
A lot of confidence. I'm going to go to the gym as soon as I leave here. And also, shout to Trav that also, he always calls every morning. Today is his birthday.
Happy birthday, Trav.
And he had one request. He just said he wanted Charlamagne, but that wasn't available. He said he said he wanted to hear birthday, bitch. One time for the birthday, bitch, in the mix. So we're going to start the mix off with that.
I thought he wanted to hear it's a bad bitch birthday.
Oh, I don't know what song you want to hear.
All right. Well, go ahead. Do you, Envy?
All right, well, let's get the mix popping.
Choice mix.
Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.